In recent weeks, hundreds of traumatized child soldiers who were forced to fight in the conflict zone in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo have returned to their homes. The youngsters were kidnapped by rebels and used as fighters, laborers, porters, and sex slaves, and were often forced to commit atrocities by their captors. Since 2004, more than 30,000 children across the country have been demobilized and reintegrated with the assistance from UNICEF and non-government organizations. However, it is estimated that around 3,500 children are still with armed groups in Congo. Martin Mandy is a Congolese Catholic who has helped child soldiers from Congo's conflict reintegrate into society. He spoke to Susie Hodges about the difficulties involved in trying to rehabilitate former child soldiers.
They in fact create fear in the community, and the community was not willing really to welcome them. But with the history of Congo, being a soldier, which means you become a criminal, anytime you can kill, you can rape, you can do whatever is not acceptable in society. So that brings, you know, a spirit of loneliness between the child soldier and the community.
What percentage of these kids were able to recover and take up a normal life again?
I can say 30% of my kids that has been working with them, they went through the process of being recovered and going to society. But I couldn't get enough time of making follow-up with them because myself as well, I become target from my government and from the opposition, the rebel party.